What was the most pleasing thing about the win?
Oh, that we got the win, that we came through the other side of it. It's been a tough week for the group, and obviously losing them points was important, that we got back on the horse and we got some points to move forward to as well. So we're focusing on every game we can play as well. But the pleasing aspect is that we've done what we set out to do today, which is get the win.
The points deduction must have been a massive disappointment. What's been the reaction of Salford generally to that decision?
Yeah, it was a disappointment, but there's a resilience about us there. We've got a real good group of players who all back each other here. They're a different group than what we've had here before, and these are putting their hand up and they're wanting to fight for everything now. And we've said, look, we'll leave Marwan to deal with all that politics side of things and appealing if he appeals or get with the points. We'll just deal with the rugby side of things, and if we believe and we work hard enough, we've still got a shot to get back into that top eight there. It's all on us, really.
If you don't get any points back, is that still a realistic objective to get into the top eight?
Yeah, it's a tougher challenge, but it's a challenge there. But we're accepting as a group and we want to get into that top eight as well. So we're not hiding away from that. And yeah, it might be a tough challenge, but it was a tough challenge to win every game beforehand as well. But we wanted to do that. So it's kind of, we're putting ourselves up there to say we're going to go out there and try and win every game that we play as well. It's just, we've just got to go out there and do it.
The next game that you play is in the Challenge Cup at Castleford.
Yeah, that's obviously a little bit of a break from the Super League season. But that's something else that we want to have a good crack at as well. So we're approaching every game now as if this is a massive game, if the semi-final football for us, and we want to have that mentality going into every game.
I mean, you've been to Cass already and won this season. Yep. I mean, you tell me, is there any psychological advantage in that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm never quite sure with these circumstances.
Yeah, I think you just take each game as it comes. It's you can say, oh, you've won there, or like beforehand, we'd not won for a long time there, had we as well.
That's
so
true.
Hopefully, like what they say, they come along in twos, don't they? So hopefully it comes along in twos, and we'll go to Castleford confident as the group and as the team that we've got, and we'll try and put on a good performance like we did last time and get the result.
Is there any? I mean, there's a special significance about this game, obviously, the Justin Carney situation. I mean, some people will say that's done and dusted now, but it's bound to add a bit of spice, surely.
Yeah, they'll always talk about stuff like that, especially like media, and they'll build it up as well. Justin's had that experience from the game before now, and obviously he got Simbin in that one as well, so we'll speak to Justin during the week. Justin will be honest with us as well, and he'll probably have learned from that experience. The good thing is, we've been and done it, we've had that experience, we move on from it, we learn from that, and if we learn from it, it makes us a smarter team and a better team.